What are you looking at, or are you just staying well away from everything?
So I'm looking at Glencore. I'm in general a bit of an observer. We're tending to be a little bit more in cash than we usually are, but I do like Glencore. I like Glencore for predominantly the fact that they are commodity traders, and traders, I don't use that word lightly. They make a lot of their money from the volatility in the marketplace, and we're seeing a bucket load of volatility, and I like it. I like what they do. So not to mention the fact exposure to oil. Oil's at $110 a barrel still as volatility continues. These traders sitting in Zug and Switzerland, they tend to come to the fore and when things like this happen. So we like to anchor at these levels, and it's done reasonably well. I mean, it's gone from 100 down to sort of 92, 93. It's held out reasonably well, yeah, which is always a good sign.
Exactly. Not to the same extent that others have come off. I mean, Tomsaker, yeah. How about you?
Mark Rich. on our end, Invictus Energy, listed in the Australia Stock Exchange. They're an oil and gas explorer. They've got a large exploration at the north end of Zimbabwe. It's proving to have some resources. They're doing well. They're well capitalized. The stock has moved significantly. They're achieving their milestones. And I think it's one of those shares that I think over time will return quality to their investors. They're getting tremendous government support, okay, which is not an easy thing in that part of the world. So I think for me, Invictus Energy.
Okay, well, thank you both for picking something and not hoarding your money in cash this evening, and two interesting shares to contemplate. Thank you very much for joining us on the show. Nick Quinn is from Sunland Private Wealth, Tomsaker Netta is from Shiloh Capital, and Stockwatch is back tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a good evening.